What's up, everybody? This is the Couch Co-op Podcast, episode number 14.
Wow, way to just totally mess up the recording there.
Roll through it.
Yeah. Every week, we bring you the latest and greatest in gaming news, except that it's been over a month since the last time we've done
one. You know what? From now on, we should just keep it going like we're doing it every week.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to try to keep the weekly thing. But yeah,
we were there last week. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, this is...
Hey, is my stream on top of your stream?
Yeah, but your levels are also considerably low.
Dude, I'm so quiet.
Well, there you go. See, that works. If you talk like that the whole time.
I have to project my voice from now on.
Exactly. But yeah, we're bad podcasters, to say the least.
I think we're good podcasters. We're just not consistent podcasters.
Right. Yes, because life and whatnot. Life, man.
The two L's. Life and laziness.
Yep. That's pretty much it.
It's about... that's where we're at.
Yep. Pretty much just because of school, for me. That's why I haven't been able to do anything. But luckily, that's changing soon. More on that later.
Yeah. My dad keeps texting me. He listens to this. Dad, stop texting me while I'm podcasting.
This is important. You need to not distract yourself.
Yeah, stop it.
But yeah, so we didn't really come up with a hit list this week or anything. So we're basically going to bring you From Under the Couch Cushions episode 2. So, but yeah, it'll still be Couch Club.
We have a few things to talk about, but everything else is going to be BS.
Yeah. You know, shooting the bull.
Aim for the bushes.
So what do you want to talk about first, Casey? A lot of games have come out since we haven't done this podcast.
Well, first off, I'd just like to make a note that this is our Thanksgiving podcast, technically.
Post-Thanksgiving.
Yeah, post-Thanksgiving. I mean, we're a few days afterward, but yeah, we were busy.
Extremely.
So this is basically the Thanksgiving podcast. So I hope everybody had a good
Thanksgiving.
A Thanksgiving, yeah. I think I want to say I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving, and sorry that the Cowboys lost.
Ouch. Yeah. Luckily, I don't care about that at all.
I'm not worried about it.
Because it was a bad game.
It was. They should have done a lot better than they did.
But we don't talk about sports on this podcast. What are we here to talk about?
Hold on, wait. How'd the Mavs do? Were you paying attention to that?
Who cares? All I know is the Stars lost, and I played video games. So
I played video games. That's basically our entire Thanksgiving was video games.
Yeah, it was awesome.
If we weren't eating or doing stuff outside of the house. Well, let's just say if we were in the house, we were playing video games.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So I'm trying to dial it back here. A month ago, what were we playing? I'm pretty sure we were just playing...
Oh, man.
Trash. We were playing... Well, Destiny's not trash, but that's all we were playing.
No.
Wait. Before the last time we did this podcast, I didn't have a PS4.
Oh, yes!
That's how long ago it's
been. PS4, Joe's PS4 fund update. We have one now.
Milestone reached.
Yeah.
Kickstarter funded.
It was like last time we talked about it, you were like, I don't have any money for it at all. Yeah. And now it's like, by the way, I have one.
Yeah.
I think it's like, probably stole it.
I got a PS4 and decided just to stop everything and then just play that for a
while. It's true, yeah.
That's what it seemed like.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't do anything either, because I was like, I have a gaming partner now.
Exactly. So, like... But since episode 12, or no, since episode 13, Assassin's Creed came out.
Yep, ACU.
So did Alien Isolation. Still haven't gotten to play that yet.
Haven't played that either.
But, and Far Cry 4 came out, and the new COD came out.
Yeah, COD.
We've only played two of those games so far.
Yeah, GTA was remastered.
Which we're going to get soon.
Remastered.
Yeah, I would say updated.
Updated would be a good word. Yeah. I would say remastered. They didn't, like, fix the whole thing.
Right, right. But, yeah. AC Unity.
That was the first on the list. Oh, Master Chief Collection came out for the Xbox.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And so did Shadow of Mordor. A lot happens in a month.
I think you had that last time we talked.
Did we?
I think so.
Maybe. I can't remember. But a lot happens in a month.
It's true. Well, I mean, like, 4 games came out, like, on the same day.
Yeah, yeah. It was, last week was crazy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or the week before last, I can't remember. But a lot of games came out. But we played quite a bit of AC Unity. You know, we were talking it up on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We were liking what we were seeing. And guess what? We liked what we played.
Yeah, it was good. It's still good. I haven't beaten it yet, though.
I did. I beat it, like, the week it came out.
Don't tell me about it.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, I got the $130 version with the statue and the little...
Worth it.
A little jingle box. It's pretty cool.
What jingle does the jingle box play? I was trying to figure it out.
Do you want me to bring it down?
Yeah.
Get into the mic?
Yeah.
All right, hold on a minute.
Let's grab it.
Here, hold this so it doesn't...
Okay.
This thing is not... you have to actually crank it at the right speed.
We'll do it into my mic so that you can actually...
I'll set mine down. You hold your mic. Okay.
So this is the AC Unity Limited Edition jingle box. $130.
Yeah, and I had to hand crank that. That is not... The crank is about as big as my pinky, if not smaller.
So what song is it playing?
I have no clue.
Okay,
I didn't know either.
I didn't know if it was Assassin's Creed related or not, but...
It's cute.
Yeah, sure.
I was hoping it'd be one of the ones where you could wind it up and then let it go and it would, like, play on its own. Because I was like, that would be really cool to, like, give that to my child while they're trying to sleep. And,
He becomes an assassin.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they grow up on that song, but
it's
they never
like
know what it
your
is.
Your son's actually asleep or so for the assassins.
It's true.
And then he just
it's
starts
true.
Killing everybody.
My kids are going to be amazingly good at killing things from trees.
I think you just got put on a list of some sort for saying that.
I've been on a list. I'm not worried about it.
Okay. But yeah, so, Assassin's Creed Unity. I'm going to do the quick pros and cons.
All right.
Just right at the back. Pro, it looks beautiful. Pro, customization is awesome. Pro, co-op is super fun. Con,
co-op is super hard.
No, I wouldn't say that's con. Con, Ubisoft places advertisements throughout their entire game to go sign up for their little initiates and Uplay services.
Oh, yeah.
Another con.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
There's microtransactions.
Yeah, that's a big deal, too.
Like that. But other than that, I like it. I like it.
Yeah, the initiates thing's not that bad. The initiates, all you really have to do for initiates is just, like, register.
Yeah, but still, I don't want to walk up to a chest and say, oh, you have to go sign up for this thing if you want to unlock it.
Well, yeah, no, I get that. I'm saying it's like, I don't know, it's kind of hard. It lets people know what your rank is, like, overall. Like, what... It's like Halo Waypoint, kind of.
Yeah, but it's still dumb. Like, don't show me stuff that I can't access without signing up for one of your services.
Yeah, I don't think that in-game stuff should be based on that. Because the thing is, like, you could probably play this game for a while and never reach level 10. I mean, I'm just guessing, because... Mm. I mean, if you just sit there and grind, yeah, you can reach it. But, like, you could play this game for a while and say you never reach level 10, then you'll never get to open that box. And if that box is part of the thing to get 100% on your game, then you'll never get 100% on your game.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a problem.
And then, the new Assassin's Creed comes out, and you're like, well, I don't want to play this anymore, but I really want to get the 100%. And then you have to go back and, like, force yourself, and then you just kind of hate it. And you don't really want to be there. Mm-hmm. So that's a big deal. But one of my things was I like the customization.
Yep.
But I thought it was going to be more of like, I know it's level based and money based and all that stuff. But most of those things are like once you get to a certain part, you can get like a certain amount of mm-hmm. things or whatever. But whenever you move, once you start moving up, they really don't have that much of an effect, like difference. Like the first tier, the one star clothes, like yeah. shirt, is like, you know, has 2 points of stealth, and the two star shirt has like 3 points of stealth.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not that big of a difference to make you really want to get the other stuff. Unless you go and you get like the gold 5 star, like the highest rated items. But those are like, you know, $2 million, and you're like, I'm never going to get that unless I use the microtransactions.
Right, yeah.
Like, there's, it's like, that would take forever. Mm-hmm. You basically get 100% and still not have enough money for that.
Yeah, I will say some of this stuff seemed very unfairly priced. Like, but other than that, you know, I still had plenty of fun with it. I like being able to pick which skills you want to unlock first, even though you'll eventually just have all of them, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of expected them to have more skills for some reason. I don't know why. The ones that they have are great. I like them. I did expect them to have more.
Mm. I just thought of another con. No short sword.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Well, I haven't seen that since
Assassin's Creed 1.
Yeah, my thing is I wouldn't even call it a short sword. That was more like a dagger for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen that in any of them. Because you can buy some of the swords, the one, you know, one-handed weapons that may be a little bit shorter, or the ones that maybe, like, I have the katana, and it's actually quite a bit longer than some of the other weapons, but it's like, now I get it's kind of one-sided on that, because that thing was stacked. It was a good weapon, but I really wish that they would put in, like,
a dagger.
I mean,
a little,
I would say like a short, one, like a short one-handed category.
Yeah.
So that, like, instead of, for the people that like to be stealthy, you don't feel stealthy carrying around this freaking katana.
Right. It just hangs off your back.
Especially on your hip. Mm-hmm. Like, if it was on my back, I'd be like, yeah, I look like a ninja, you know, that's cool. But, like, I don't like that, like, when I'm crouched, especially since that thing doesn't have a sheath. You know they would hear that.
Like, just dragging across
the
roof.
Yeah, it'd be like scraping the concrete the whole time. Like, hey, what was that?
Exactly. But, so yeah, bring back the short sword, Ubisoft. It's missed.
Yeah, please. And I know we're not the only ones. Everybody I talked to about Assassin's Creed, I was like, I wish they'd bring back the dagger.
Yeah.
But.
Tisk tisk.
Yeah.
So game number two we played. We've been on that Ubisoft train. Far Cry 4.
Yes.
Dope is dope.
It was good. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and tell a quick story, Joe, about how you got your game.
Mm-hmm.
I went out right before Thanksgiving, and I bought, this was the week before Thanksgiving, because I was at my parents' house. And I was like, you know what, I'm due for a new game. I need a new game. So there were three out that I wanted, and that's Far Cry, the new Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare. Mm-hmm. And
Warfare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
My bad. Anyways, and then the new GTA. Now, my thought process was, well, I've already played GTA. I've already beaten GTA. Mm-hmm. I've played the online. The only thing that's really, like, really makes me want that game is that you can play in first person, which is, like, everybody has always wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And now they finally released it. And it's on the next gen, so it's, you know, it's going to look beautiful.
Yep.
And it's going to perform beautifully.
Yep.
And that's awesome. But yeah, I've played it. I can wait for that one. I can wait a little bit longer for that. And then, you know, I got around. I was like, well, Call of Duty, you know. It's like, but other than the storyline, almost every Call of Duty online is the same Call of Duty online.
Like, if you show up 3 days late, you suck.
Yeah, basically. And you get crappy guns. And I mean, like, you know, that's the thing. But I'm saying, the gameplay, it's, you know, if you're playing hardcore, it's a lot of people running around really fast, not using any tactics, just spraying everything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's basically what that is. If you're playing regular, it's basically use an SMG, dump as many rounds as you can into somebody.
Pretty much.
It doesn't matter if I shoot a rocket launcher at somebody and they tear me up with a P90, I'm dead before they are.
Right,
and
yeah.
Somehow that doesn't make sense, but whatever.
So it happens.
I was like, all right, Call of Duty is Call of Duty. It doesn't matter what version it is. They've got new guns and new shiny toys or whatever. So I was like, I'm gonna hold back on that. So then I was like, Far Cry. I'll go with Far Cry because it's got a brand new storyline on it. And every time I play Far Cry, it's always interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, there's never a dull moment in Far Cry. So I sat down and I said, well, GTA's out. Let me go with Call of Duty or Far Cry. Let's see what we got. So I looked up some stuff on there, and I was like, Far Cry seems like the best. I wouldn't say, like, reviews-wise it was the best, but I watched some gameplay stuff, and I was like, I think I'd like Far Cry, because it's got more of an interactive world, and it's open world, which is always fun. I was like, let's go with that. So I went and bought it. I played it for a little bit, and then I text you, Joseph.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, you should get Far Cry.
And I said, I was really wanting to get the new GTA this weekend.
Yes. And then I gave you my point of view on GTA. I was like, dude, we've already played it. And, you know, the only thing that's new about it is the first person. And then I, you know, basically gave you the spill.
Yeah.
And you went and bought it.
Yep. 15 minutes later.
Was it a disappointment?
No. I was like, this is awesome. Because like, I played 3, and I thought it was just going to be more Far Cry 3, which it was, but in a really good way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, they brought the bow back, and I think a lot of the guns are a lot better in this. I like the way that you can buy the guns. I think that they were a lot better. But we were sitting at your sister's house, like, the day after Thanksgiving. And just like out of nowhere, we're both playing, you know, on the co-op, and you were just like, "I'm so happy you told me to buy this."
Yeah, it was good.
It's a great game. It really is. I think the best thing, the most exciting part about the game is that random shit happens.
Yeah,
and it's not just random shit like, oh look, there's an animal. No, it's like you get out of your car and all of a sudden there's two rhinos knocking your truck, you know, 50 feet in the air, and you're like scrambling for your life and you don't know what's going on. And, you know, your buddy's over here screaming, ah, and you're like, oh my God, what is it? I don't know.
Yeah. That game is just chaos.
It's just, it's great. And it's like the bad guys aren't even the worst enemies. It's the animals. Mm-hmm. It's the wildlife. Cause they like the eagles. Oh my God, the eagles. They come out of nowhere.
It's like, what do you want with me? Like,
and you can't,
you're not going to eat me.
Yeah. You can't shoot them either. But I will say an experience that I had is I was playing the other day by myself, and I like to walk on foot. I'm not a big car guy. You know, right. I like to traverse the land on my own.
Which was a lot more fun in this one than it was in 3.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot more fun. And so I'm walking and I'm walking and I'm walking, and all of a sudden I see this eagle flying with a goat. Like, he had that goat by his neck.
That's
and he
kinda
was
scary.
He flew out over this ledge and dropped that goat like 30, 40, 50 feet straight down and killed it. I was like, oh my God.
That's awesome.
It was scary. I was like, if it can pick that goat up, it can probably pick me up. It may not be as fast. It may not go as high. But that thing can probably pick me up.
That's cool.
When I decided, I was like, I'm not messing with the Eagles.
Yeah. But yeah, that game's a ton of fun. Only thing is that I wish you could do campaign missions in co-op.
Yeah.
Or just the whole game in co-op.
Yeah, that would be pretty nice. That's kind of what it made it seem, the cutscene where you get to meet Herc.
Yeah.
They made it seem like
you could
do that kind of stuff. And
but it doesn't really work.
It's a little bit of a letdown, but it's still kind of fun. The missions, I think that the missions should be a little bit harder, but we also just got into the North, so...
Right.
Maybe they will be a little bit harder. We don't know yet.
Probably. But yeah. So Far Cry 4 is awesome.
It's pretty good. The all the missions that they have are very like what would be the word? Like submersive? Like you're really into them.
Immersive.
Immersive, yeah.
Submersive would be like submarines.
Yeah, underwater.
Yeah.
But anyways, there's one of those missions too, by the way.
Uh-oh, spoiler alert, I don't think I've gotten there.
Well, you saw me look down at that hole in the glacier, right?
Yeah.
Remember that? I did it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Dude, it was pretty cool, but anyways, I won't tell you about it. But the customization of the guns I like a lot better, just because it seemed like in Far Cry 3, like, it took way too long to get the weapon that you wanted.
Right, yeah.
And now, like, there are some that are locked, but...
You can unlock them just by doing open world
stuff. Yeah, most of them you can unlock. You don't have to unlock by campaign or by level. You unlock them by, like, you know, doing bell towers or...
Right, yeah.
You know, stuff like that. And that stuff's really easy to do. That's the first thing I did whenever I got into the game is I unlocked, like, 7, 8 bell towers.
Yeah.
And got 3 guns that I was, like, I really needed. So, and I'm not even, I don't think I'm even 40% into the game, and I already have almost all the guns unlocked.
Yeah, I'm only like 35% in, but I have all the guns I like so far, so until they show, like, show me one that's even cooler, mm-hmm. then I'll just stick with those.
And the and I also like that you learn your, like, moves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instead of him, like dropping into the world and, like, already being a badass, like, you have to learn your moves, like, through through experience.
Well, you had to do that in 3, too.
Well, I know, but it just kind of seems... It kind of seems to me like a lot of them are like, you're just like, hey, this, you are so-and-so, an average Joe dropped into a dangerous world, and you go in there, and this dude knows how to, like, stealth assassinate somebody.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, how do you know how to do that? You don't know how to... Like, the worst thing I could do is maybe cut a dude's throat. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't even know if I could catch it in the right spot. You know, you got to get the two jugular or whatever, something like that.
I don't even know. I just play video games.
Well, I had a one of our army buddies was telling me about that. So,
cool stuff.
I won't say his name, but yeah, so I liked it. I like that they made it seem more like, you know, your death from above or death from below, all that stuff. You have to get it by getting experience points.
Yeah.
But your experience, if you think about that, at the word experience, means that you, like, have learned it through doing. So.
But, yeah, it was the same thing in Far Cry, though. In Far Cry 3.
I felt like in 3 that I got the stuff way too quickly.
Yeah, you got it pretty quickly.
That's the problem I had with it. But it was still a good game. I also didn't like that, if I remember correctly about Far Cry 3, you're trying to fix a boat the whole time. There were multiple times that I came into contact with, like, a helicopter.
Or a boat.
Or a boat. Yeah, like, why am I trying to fix this yacht? What are you going to do, sell it when you get back?
Yeah. That was dumb.
I didn't even finish that game. I was like,
But see, this one, they gave you a task to do in the world.
Yeah, makes you want to stay. Yeah. That's the thing. I don't like that you're trying to escape the island. You need to have a task that's oriented towards staying.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you do that, then you can say, okay, now try to figure out how to get off.
Right.
And then that way, if it happens a lot faster, then it's no big deal.
Right, right. So, yeah, good game.
Are we moving on?
I think so. That's all the games we've been playing, really.
All right, well, I want to speak on the Master Chief Collection real quick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got that.
Game, surprisingly, was amazing. Like,
Offline, right?
Yeah. I played through the first one. I actually haven't gotten through much of it yet. One of our friends came over. One of my childhood friends. I've known him for a long time. Long time. I'm like elementary.
Right.
And he ended up being my neighbor once we got a little bit older. So we just hung out and did all kinds of dumb, stupid kid stuff together. But one of the things we used to do is we would sit down and play Halo religiously. Like, until the sun came up, and then we would go get donuts, eat them, and then pass out and sleep till like 5 in the afternoon. So,
like a great time.
Dude, it's so much fun. That's the kid life, you know. Yeah. I wish I could go back and do that.
Hood rat stuff with your friends.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so you know, we all have a really fond memory of Halo, and that's one thing that you always worry about when they remaster things is, are they going to mess it up?
Right.
But
which is why I'm looking forward to playing Halo 2, because I played that more than I played a lot of that during my like junior high years.
Yeah.
And so I'm really looking forward to see like
It's hard.
That's good.
Dude, that first the first
it was hard when I was
and
a kid.
Me and Connor, sorry to name drop. But me and Connor, we always played Legendary when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
We never did anything less. And we were good at it back then. I think that's just cuz it was repetition, like we played it so much
muscle memory
became good at it. When I tried to play through it like 2 weeks ago when we tried to play it? Oh, my gosh, I was horrible. I was dying all over the place.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't attuned. You know, because nowadays you have all these gadgets that are at your command, you know.
Right.
That
and
you
can they use play themselves.
To get yourself out of a bind.
Yeah.
Back then, dude, it's point and click. If you can't kill them, they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
And on Legendary, on the Halo game, especially on 2, if even one person dies, restarts the checkpoint. You don't even have to have a skull on for that. That's the hardest part of it.
Yeah.
Because I kept dying, and Connor was like, all right, dude, seriously, look, this is what we need to do. And I'm like, I know, I'm sorry. I needed ammo. I just ran up in there. I thought I could run back. No, they will shred you.
Yeah.
But good. It's amazing. And the thing was is that the game that, you know, everybody's played the Halo CE anniversary,
mm-hmm.
the first one.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful.
Yep.
It still is beautiful. I don't know if they've changed that at all since.
No,
they,
it's basically the same
thing. So, that thing is amazing. Well, we played through that. It took a lot longer than we thought it would because he basically came over on a Friday and stayed till Sunday. And that took a lot longer than we thought it was going to take.
Yeah.
And then we played through the first and maybe second level of Halo 2. And, gosh, like, you want to see some really good, like, remastering stuff. You try to switch the stuff from Halo 2 to Halo 2 Anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It is so beautiful. Also, sidebar, Halo 2 Remastered Cortana, so far, because I haven't gotten to 3, is the hottest Cortana.
Well, I don't think they really did too much with 3, since it was already HD.
Yeah, I think so. They might have done a little bit, but on the box it says Halo 2 Anniversary or Halo 2, mm-hmm. and on Halo 3 it just says Halo 3.
Yeah.
So they may have not changed it at all, but I do want to try to play it and see if you can switch it.
Mm.
I wouldn't be surprised if they maybe rezzed it up a little bit.
See, I don't even know if they actually did that much to it, but we'll just have to see.
But yeah, maybe we can play a little bit after the podcast.
Maybe. I would like to see Halo 2. In HD form.
Okay, we can watch it in a minute.
But yeah. So, let's see here. Games we played, blah, blah, blah. Why the long break? Funny you should ask that. So, this quarter of school has been extremely hectic for me. I haven't really been able to do much of anything besides school. So, after this quarter ends, which will be December 19th, I will be taking a indefinite hiatus from school to devote my full time to this.
So you're dropping school?
Hiatus.
That's a big word for some people.
Okay, so like I might be going back, I might not. It just depends.
Yeah.
It's
indefinite. You're taking a break.
Yes, exactly. Because I'm worn down. I don't really feel like spending that much money right now.
It's okay.
So.
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm back in right now. I'm doing some stuff. But, you know, I told you, I can't tell you to do one thing or the other because I did it and I went back. My uncle, he went to college for a while. He dropped out. He was a mechanic in a car shop for a while. He went back, and now he's an electrical or a mechanical engineer.
Right.
He makes a crap ton of money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it works. You have to do it. You don't have to be the cookie-cutter person that everybody wants you to be.
Right.
You know, if you do it your way, you're more motivated to do it if you do it your way.
Exactly.
So,
and more importantly, I have full faith in Couch Co-op.
Yeah. And more time.
Yeah. I'm going to push pretty hard on this. So, like, starting when we move into our apartment, which would be December 12th, but more so after we're done with school and after Christmas and all that stuff.
Let's do this.
2015.
Let me give my reasoning for being gone. Basically, at my job, mine's short. My job has been, I work construction, and we move jobs.
Mm-hmm.
When we're done with a job, we move to another job. Well, lately, we haven't had a lot of jobs open, so they've been throwing a lot of us around, like, hey, these guys need help this week. Okay, these guys need help this week. So they've been throwing us around. So I've been working weird schedules on weird days, like been working weekends. I've been doing all kinds of stuff. And on top of that, I'm also going to school.
Right.
I only have one day of class, but like trying to keep up with, you know, my papers and all that stuff, that's mm-hmm. a big deal for me, especially since I'm not a student. That's why I dropped out in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So basically we've both had some hectic
months,
yeah,
or month and a half.
We've been kind of busy, and maybe not physically busy, but we've been mentally busy,
yeah,
on a lot of things. So we've been really mentally exhausted and physically exhausted on a lot of things, and that's one of the reasons why we haven't really gotten around to doing any of this. I mean, we did some Twitch streaming with Halo, but you know, we've been exhausted.
Yeah,
so
pretty much.
We've been taking a break,
but during that time, I've been able to come up with basically a plan / schedule for 2015.
Yep.
Which we will talk about more in depth probably on the next podcast. But basically we're going to be pumping out content throughout the week instead of just a once a week podcast and an
yep.
occasional article.
Yeah.
And it's going to be more video focused than written focused. We'll still do the written stuff, but the video stuff is coming.
And another thing for us is that we don't live close to each other right now.
Right.
So it's hard for us to come together as the, like, founders of the company. I don't know what the word is for that, but we...
Co-founders.
Yeah, co-founders. It's hard for us to come together and work on stuff together because we both have different schedules. You work nights, I work days.
Right.
We both have school. Weekends...
are hectic because I usually have school stuff.
Yeah, I mean, both of us. I'm married, so I got a lot of stuff that we, you know, me and my wife plan to do on weekends, like maybe go visit people or
right.
we got to go get dog stuff, whatever. But announcing our apartment, you were talking about a minute ago, we're actually going to move into an apartment together. So it'll be me and my wife and you.
Yep.
And living in a two-bedroom, two-bath
yep.
apartment together. So basically, we're going to be right down the hall and...
it's going to be our office, basically.
We will be... together, we can do a lot more stuff on our off time, even though during the week our schedules are still going to be off.
We can still do stuff.
Yes, we'll be in the same space. You know, if we got to leave notes for each other, hey, this is what I was working on, this is blah, 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 whatever.
Right, we'll be able to hand stuff back and forth way more easily than...
memos.
Yeah.
We should type up memos.
No, we don't have to type up.
It would be really official.
Okay, fine.
But anyways, our podcast and company has... given us the idea to call our new apartment, since it will be technically our office as well. We're going to call it The Co-op.
The Co-op.
So.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Lots of fun. But yeah, so basically, like, the idea is that we'll do one, like, YouTube video a week. But we're also going to do Twitch streaming throughout the week.
Yeah.
So, and then we'll go back through and highlight the Twitch streams and put those videos on Facebook, too. And so yeah, lots of stuff coming.
Do we have a possibility of maybe doing some video podcasts?
Possibly. Like, we would need to get the equipment for it. Like I have one camera right now, but it doesn't really do all that much. So
okay,
down the line, I would need to get another camera.
And we need mics.
And mics.
Cameras, mics. We need to gear up.
Yeah, basically.
And,
but
you know,
we're still going to just start doing stuff even though we don't have it.
So. Well, the YouTube videos, I think we can knock those out pretty easily.
Yeah. Like, and we'll do stuff like video previews and or even video reviews with the game footage playing while we're talking, that kind of stuff. And then, we're just going to jump in and go full force.
Dedicate some more time to it.
24/7.
That's really all it is. Yeah, and the good thing is that we're moving in together December 12th.
Mm-hmm.
So we can start kind of hit the ground running on, like, you know, maybe 2 days after that. It's like the 15th.
Yeah.
Maybe we can start kind of really pushing towards doing some, putting out some content. The good thing about that is that neither of us will have class for the winter semester.
Right.
So we'll have, like, what, is it like a month, 2 months?
It's about a month.
Yeah. So we'll have some time to where we can just be like, all right, we don't have anything to do.
Right.
Except for work. But we don't have anything to do. Let's just sit down and work on some stuff.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Lots of fun. 2 weeks, and I'll be done with school. I can't wait for that.
I don't even know what my last day is.
The 19th for me. Yours is probably, like, the 12th or 15th. Somewhere around there. It's the usual.
I hope. I'm just ready to be done.
Yep.
You know what it was? Is like whenever I started, because this is me going back to school, you know?
Right.
So when I came back, I was really nervous, and I was like, man, I don't know, because I failed out the first time because I was an idiot, and I just was partying all the time. And but now that I see how important it is, you know, and how much it sucks to, like, have that handed to you, you know, because my parents pay for mine. It really sucks whenever somebody just hands it to you and you don't use it, and then you have to go out and get a job.
Right.
And you're like, what am I doing? I had that on a silver platter, and now I'm doing construction, which I'm not hating on construction. It's an amazing job. But, like, if you, and people in construction, all the old, you know, the older guys that I work with, they're funny, but they always tell me, they're like, you're an idiot. Like, what are you doing here? If you can go to college, go to college. Why would you do that? So, I think that's another reason why I would push really hard to go back. So,
right.
But
see, for me, I don't really see college, or at least in what I want to do, I don't really see college as a an end-all, be-all type of thing.
Yeah.
I don't see it as a necessity, especially with the internet.
Well, yeah, and like my thing was is whenever I was going to college originally, I was doing criminal justice.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of lost my my drive for that, I guess you could say. Like, I kind of lost interest in it. Not right. that I'm not interested in that kind of stuff, but, like, I lost my drive for it. So I was like, I don't want to just, like, force myself to go through this, because if you do that, like, a lot of the times you end up making bad grades and it's
and a
like,
lot of debt.
Yeah, and like, and then whenever you get done, you're like, well, I'm not really even that interested in it anyways. Why did I just go through all this, and now I owe all this money, and I don't even want to do the job?
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, I'd rather try to figure out exactly what I want to do, what I'm passionate about, and then go to school for that.
Right. So, yeah. 2015 is going to be a good year for Couch Co-op. That's for sure.
I hope it's going to be a good year.
It will be. It's going to be awesome.
I think we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm ready to start putting out some videos.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, like, game videos, review videos, just fun videos.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to do some videos because, you know, whenever we did all the stuff for Dirty Joe Picture Show.
Wild card,
yeah.
Rep it.
Which,
rest
I still
RIP.
Love that. I still love it. I mean, it was a good go.
Yeah.
It was like a test run for us, really.
Yeah, it really was. Testing the waters.
And I think based on the reactions that we got from some of our videos, we can do videos.
Yeah, I mean, that's... the moneymaker.
Yeah,
the
I mean,
videos.
we
we're good at writing and stuff, but I think like we're striving for the infotainment. Like,
no,
we want to entertain you while giving. I'm talking to that.
Oh, I thought you were talking. It's hard when you're looking into my eyes.
We want to give y'all like information, but in an entertaining way.
Yeah,
related to games and entertainment and like movies and stuff like that.
Couch Co-op Entertainment, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's like, that's what we're here for.
We're here to entertain you.
Entertain, yeah.
We're not journalists or anything. We're just here to...
We're definitely not journalists.
Nope.
I think you could pull off that title, but me, I'm not even close. I'm like, yeah, so the other day I was playing this game, and it was really cool, dude. I had this cool gun, and what, and, like, I don't write stuff.
Right, right.
I think I can if my B in my composition class stands for anything. I think I probably could write something, but I'm not that right. driven to
See, like,
do it.
I like writing editorial stuff, like commentary.
Well, there you go.
So that's like, those are some of my favorite pieces I've written. I've been the editorial stuff on Couch Co-op.
That's good. I'm fine with that.
And so, like, I'm definitely going to keep doing those, especially when it comes to, like, gaming culture and, like, news that comes out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the videos are going to be, like, where we... push on the entertainment side.
Yeah.
So
another thing I think that we should try to do coming up this next year.
Okay.
Is I think we should try to start going to more like events.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we were hoping to do that this year, but of course our schedules are crazy.
Yeah, schedules are crazy, and not to mention just money is tight.
Right.
Overall.
Yeah. But yeah, I would like to. Like, when Dallas Comic Con rolls around in April again, we should definitely go to that again.
Well, you know, they have one in April and in October.
Yeah, that's the fan days. It's not like the official Comic-Con, but...
Mm. I didn't know that.
See, yeah.
But still, whenever we went this last time, we had a ball.
Yeah,
we had awesome. A great time. And we even talked about the next go-around, we're going to try to get press passes, so...
We'll see. Well, I really want to, so we'll have to try.
Well, this next time we need to bring, like, a video camera and, like, a professional camera.
Mm.
So we can snap some photos of people and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, we're just gonna try to do whatever we can.
I think it's gonna be a good year.
Yeah,
I think, and this is just me, even if we don't do as good as we strive to do, I still think we're gonna have a lot of fun, and we're really gonna make a big step in the
yeah.
for the company.
Yeah, that's the main point, is to have fun. Like, that's the driving force. So,
all right, so we're gonna have to stop selling our games back to GameStop so we can have some material.
Yeah, I mean, I already have a library of PS2 and, like...
I don't.
I know, but I have all that covered, so...
That's good.
I got my PS3 library, I got my PS2 library, working on that PS4 library.
That's good.
So.
And
And we'll need to work on the Xbox One library, too.
Yeah, it's so hard because we're such big PlayStation guys, and most of the games that come out for both are, you know, we get them for PlayStation. But, I mean, I would like to do some more Xbox stuff. I like Xbox, yeah. You know.
A Nintendo, a Wii U would be good to have, too, but that's far, far away.
Yeah, that's a lot of money that we don't have.
Right, yeah.
Especially since we're really trying to get cameras and
yeah, exactly.
All the equipment.
You know, one step at a time.
But, to be fair, though, Wii U has a lot of fun co-op stuff. That yeah. Like Mario and all that. Like exactly. That, though, that stuff is very good for entertainment purposes.
Right. But for right now, we're basically going to use what we have. Like, equipment, gaming stuff, all that. We're going to use what we have right now and start pumping out content and stuff. So
I like it. I'm excited. Yeah.
Also, I need to tell Rob this, too, because he writes our TV show reviews and stuff. The Couch Co-op review scale is dead. We're not doing numbers anymore.
We're done?
Because they're pointless.
So good, just like good, bad?
No, just read the review.
Oh, no, but I mean, like, if we're talking about it on the podcast.
Yeah, there's no scores. No more scores.
But we would just say, like, yeah, we liked it, or no, we didn't.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
There's no score on print.
Right, because this kind of is a nice little segue, because review scores, like, if you put a number on a game, then that gives the person no reason to read it. And if they don't read the review, then they don't really know, like, if they'll like it, if they want to buy it.
So don't judge the book by its cover.
Right. So, like, from a consumer standpoint, I would much rather not lead our audience to go buy a game because of the score and not like it. I'd rather them read the review, and if they kind of agree with what we're saying, then they can go buy it because, you know, they'll probably like it. If they're liking what we're saying or don't like what we're saying, they don't buy it, that type of thing.
So. Yeah, I agree with that. My thing is there are both kinds of people in the world. Like, there's people like us who we like to understand what the game is about.
Right.
We want to know what it is. And then there are other people who are, they hear about it from some, like, maybe their friend's like, hey, man, you need to get this game. And, you know, they know that it's a co-op shooter or whatever. Their thing is they want to know how good it is.
They go check the Metacritic score.
They check the scores. And even some game companies put the scores right on the box.
Right,
like,
yeah.
9 out of 10 or, you know, 4 out of 5 on this thing or whatever. But, like, I think it's one of those things, like, it means a lot to a lot of people, but whenever your goal is to tell someone about the game, then it's bad for
you. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of hurts your writing.
Yeah. Like, basically, like, we're consumers, and we wouldn't want to be led wrong, so we're gonna come from it at that standpoint. Like, we're basically writing how we would, like, we're writing stuff that we would read to purchase something.
We're describing the game, not telling you how good it is from our opinion.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because if there may be games like you and me might like to play, you know, Call of Duty, or to be more accurate, you and me would like to play Far Cry.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a story-driven game, it's an exploratory game, and it's just, you know, it's open world, and these are the reasons why we like it. But other people might not like that. They might get confused on, you know, where am I supposed to go?
Right.
Why are there a million dots on my map? I don't know what all this crap is. And they're more of like just a shooter.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to have a small map with a bunch of really big guns and shoot other people and talk trash.
Right.
And that's fine. Everybody has their, I mean, I love to do that. Everybody has their play style. But if we go out and we say, this game is good, that's from our standpoint.
Right.
If we give it a rating,
then it seems like it's objective, but it's not.
It's not. Yeah, we're trying to say, like, we're not trying to say that whenever we do numbers on games, we're not trying to say that this game is a 9 out of 10 on our scale. We're just trying to judge the quality of the game, not how good the game is.
Right.
Like, the graphics are amazing. The game handles smoothly, stuff like that. Not, oh, we had so much fun jumping off of cliffs, you know, like that.
Yeah.
That's not what we go for. But that's the kind of thing that can be confusing to people, is if they get on and they say, oh, well, these guys gave it a 9 out of 10, and then they play it and they go, well, this sucks.
Yeah.
Like, then that looks bad on us.
Because, like, when people see numbers, they think facts, because math, it's facts.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, but that's the thing. Like, if everybody scores something differently, like, people gave, like, some people gave Far Cry, like, an 8.0, or some people gave it, like, a 7.5, or some people gave it a 9. Like,
yeah.
It's not objective at all. It's subjective. And people would, I think people would like to know why, like, people gave it different scores. And so, read the reviews. And
yeah. I'd rather know what the game is about.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So,
review score's dead.
Dead.
Rob.
It's dead.
So, yeah.
It was the first to go.
The numbers were the first to go. let's see.
Then they killed the word. Games we played, no.
Couch co-op update.
Talk about random stuff for a while, chick.
Yeah. Let's see here. Well,
we don't have a lot. That's the whole point of this podcast, yeah. Is that
we felt bad.
Don't really have a lot for this week, and
we just felt bad.
Yeah, we felt bad. Sorry, we haven't done this in a while.
But,
and we had time today. That was the biggest thing, is that we actually had time.
It's great.
We watched the whole second half of the first Jurassic Park movie before we.
It was awesome.
You want to talk about that?
Nah.
The new one?
We'll wait. We'll wait on that.
Let me get that next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also coming in 2015, there will be a new feature added to the website, which we're not talking about just yet, but it's a way...
Snow cone shipping?
No.
Oh.
But it's a way for the community to interact on the site, and also a way to support Couch Co-op.
Guys, we bought out Facebook.
Yes. Talk to Zuckerberg. Deal's going through tomorrow.
Yeah. The next thing we're going for is Minecraft, and then Apple.
No, you gotta go with MySpace next.
MySpace. Hey, you're going to call up Justin Timberlake. Hey, man, we want to promote it.
It's not him.
He did. You didn't hear about that?
No.
He bought like a lot of stocks in that company and was like promoting it. And for a while, like the MySpace like front page was like him. And it played like his music. Like he's really pushing to bring it back.
Wow.
And it just tanked. Like
it's just then Justin Timberlake is not right on everything.
Yeah, it's true. Nice guy, though.
Yeah, I'm sure Tom's a nice guy, too. We're just going to buy him out so quick.
Tom.
Dang it. 47-29. Okay.
Well, why would you say it on the mic if you have to go to the exact spot just to hear yourself say it?
Well, because it's a couple seconds before. I have to bleep it out. And so I'm just remembering.
You have to say it out. You have to say it out loud.
So yeah. So yeah, new feature coming 2015. Keep an eye out for that. We're working on it right now. So.
Well, we. I'm not.
Right. Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're actually working on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty much ready to go, I believe. It's just we gotta work out a few.
What about our IT girl? Is she working on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. We're both working on it.
Our IT girl.
So yeah, I think that's everything. Casey, anything else? Anything else?
Dude, let's play some Halo.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. All right, guys, this has been episode number 14 of the Couch Co-op Podcast. Remember, you can go keep up to date with us via our website, couchcoop.net. You can follow us on Twitter at couchco_op. You can go follow our Twitch channel at twitch.tv/couchco_op. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/couchcoopgaming. You can follow or you can go subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/couchcoopgaming. And you can follow Casey on Twitter at CaseyTap, right?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Okay. And you can follow me on Twitter at Joseph_Ethan. This has been the Couch Co-op Podcast, and we're out.